The following program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. From Hollywood, Skippy, America's largest selling peanut butter, presents the finest in comedy, romance, drama, in the Skippy Hollywood Theater. With Lorene Tuttle in the absorbing drama, Goodbye, My Love. Now here is our director, Les Mitchell.
Welcome to the Skippy Hollywood Theater, ladies and gentlemen. Our story is an unusual drama, which we hope you will find as intriguing as we did. Our star has been called by many people the First Lady of Radio. She's just made her first motion picture, and we're glad to welcome her as the star of Goodbye, My Love. We want you to meet her in person, but now it's time to hear from that old peanut vendor himself, Van the Skippy Man. So take over, Mr. Van Desitel.
Suppose we were playing that old parlor game of true or false, and I made this statement. The peanut butter with the most oil on top is always the best. How would you score that? You're right, it's wrong. The presence of floating oil indicates the peanut butter may not be fresh. And if such is the case, no matter how vigorously you stir the oil in, the results will be unappetizing and disappointing. Skippy peanut butter never has a trace of oil separation. Oil and peanut meats are locked together for keeps. As a result, Skippy stays fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar. As a result of these outstanding advantages, Skippy has become America's largest selling peanut butter. Of course, that wonderful Skippy flavor is a contributing reason for the popularity of Skippy, for it tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. Try a jar. You'll discover if you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. Now here's our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Lorene Tuttle. We're very happy to have you with us, Lorene, and we're sure your performance will be one that will be long remembered.
Thank you, Les. I'll do my best, believe me.
You always do, Lorene. That's one of the reasons I think you're a great actress. Before we ring up the curtain, will you be sure to come back at the end of the play and give us a comparison of acting on the radio and in motion pictures?
I'll be very happy to, Les. But now, could we...
Okay. I know how you love to act, so we'll get on with the play. Curtain going up. Places, everyone. Curtain. The curtain is up, and here is the play. The Skippy Hollywood Theater presents Act One of Goodbye, My Love, with Miss Lorene Tuttle as our star. A woman sits lost in thought in a railroad station, looking at but not seeing the milling hundreds passing before her, each with his own thoughts, purpose, and will. Her thoughts tell her story.
Everything was clear to me yesterday when our house burned down. It seems inconceivable that after nearly 5 years, our house should be taken away. Our house was the last hope, the last vista of promise that all would be right again. And then it, too, was taken away. Fire always seems so final. I asked myself as I stood across the street and stared at what was left of the house, could this be? A few days ago, it was sure and definite that never, never would I be unhappy. Only a few days ago, I laughed, and Bill laughed. My husband, Bill. Mine alone. My handsome, intelligent, wonderful, crazy husband. The world's greatest writer, God's gift to humanity, God's gift to me. It was only a few days ago.
In the living room, Helen.
Letter for you, Bill. Big fat one.
How fat is a dispossessed?
This isn't one. Besides, genius, we own the house.
Ah, yes, mercenary property owners.
Silly. What are you reading?
My book.
Egotist?
I am not. I'm criticizing my best book to date.
Who says it's your best book?
You do.
Then it is your best book.
And I'll let her, darling.
No.
Please?
I'll give you the letter for a kiss.
That's a deal.
Why do I love you?
That, my darling, is a question even I couldn't answer.
I'm surprised.
No, I'm just being modest. The letter, honey.
No. Oh, darling, what would it be like if you were gone?
Don't talk silly. How will I know, anyway? The letter.
No.
But you promised.
You love me?
Of course I love you.
You promised never to look at another woman?
I promise.
All right, here's the letter.
Thank you, honey. It is a husky letter.
What is it?
A plot synopsis.
Who from?
A writer.
Who?
Don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Never heard the name.
Well, is it good or bad?
Only read one paragraph.
Well, read some more and tell me.
Okay.
What's it about, honey?
About a woman who annoyed her husband to death.
I'm sorry, darling.
I forgive you.
Who's the author?
Here's a letter. Look for yourself.
All right. Enclosed is a copy of the synopsis of my book. I'm looking for a collaborator to help me complete the story. I've been stymied since the beginning of last month, and I'm sure that your assistance will be extremely valuable. Listen to this. Please let me hear from you. Signed, George Anderson. Well, what do you know? George Anderson is in a tree and wants my husband's help.
What's it funny?
Well, it just struck me that you publish a couple of novels, and all at once your services are being sought after. Is it good?
What good?
The plot synopsis from this unknown Anderson.
Not bad. Not bad at all. You know, I think I'm going to contact Anderson.
Oh, how nice. I thought we were going on a vacation.
Oh, I'll just look into it and see what's what. It's a good yarn with a lot of possibilities.
Goodbye, Florida. Oh. Hello?
This is Western Union. I have a telegram from Concordia, New Hampshire, for Mr. William Baxter.
Oh, just a moment. Pencil, honey.
Here.
All right. I'll take it.
Dear Mr. Baxter, hope you like synopsis. Anxious to get started. Wire, collect your reply. Sincerely, signed George Anderson. That's all.
Thank you. Well, indeed, you are a sought-after genius. Anderson is rather persistent. Telegram wants to know if you're interested. Here.
Sure, I'm interested. What should I do?
Well, I think we should forget about George Anderson and go to Florida as we planned.
But, honey, this is a wonderful story. I'm sure I can help. After all, didn't I get help?
Well, I suppose we'll just have to wait another 5 years before we take that vacation.
Well, look, Helen, don't worry about me.
Oh, Bill, you know me better than that.
Well, anyway, I won't be gone more than a week. Anderson says the book doesn't need very much. It won't take long.
Well, that's all right, darling. Just take good care of yourself and write to me every day.
If I can't write, I'll wire. How's that?
Just so long as I hear from you.
Okay. Now, shall I hold both suitcases and give you a kiss, or shall I put the luggage down and give you a hug and a kiss?
You just hold the luggage, and I'll give you a great big hug and a great big kiss.
So. Good. Open the door for me, darling.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Take care, Bill, please. And dress warmly.
And as soon as we're through, I'll come home running.
Goodbye. I was left alone. For the first time in 5 years, I was left alone for more than a day. It's a hollow feeling waiting for someone you love. When you're alone, there's time for thought, time for consideration, time for daydreaming, time for worrying. Why didn't you take me with you? I could help. You know I can type, Bill. I'm good with words, too. Why did you leave so suddenly? George Anderson can wait. Bill, it's peculiar that you should want to go away. You promised a vacation. You said we'd go to Florida. Who is George Anderson? Bill, who is George Anderson? What is the attraction in Concordia? Who is George Anderson? George Anderson.
How do you do? My name is Baxter, William Baxter. Mr. Anderson is expecting me.
What is that, sir?
I said that George Anderson is expecting me.
Oh, yes, Mr. Baxter. Come in, please.
Thank you.
May I take your hat and coat and luggage, sir?
Yeah. This is quite a shack.
What's that, sir?
Nothing. I just mentioned this is quite a beautiful home for a writer.
The Andersons are very rich, Mr. Baxter.
Oh.
I'll announce you. Come with me. You're expected.
Sure. How many people live here?
Just three, sir. The elder Andersons and George Anderson. Miss Clara, the younger daughter, is away at school. Here we are, sir. Mr. William Baxter has arrived.
Come in, won't you?
Sure.
So you're the successful Mr. Baxter. Two novels, two bestsellers. Amazing, indeed.
Thank you. Just lucky.
Just modest, I would say, Mr. Baxter. Or shall I call you William? You'll be here a while, I'm sure.
Yes, as long as it takes to complete the novel.
Where is George Anderson?
Oh, yes. Seems rather strange that I should make this trip and then not have Mr. Anderson here to meet me. I mean, after all, my time is quite important to me, and I left my wife alone in New York.
Well, of course, I understand. You're surprised at the elegance of this home, and you wonder at the lack of hospitality. Don't worry, Mr. Baxter. William, you are very welcome.
Look here, what's this all about? Who are you?
I am George Anderson. But surprise. Obviously surprise.
But you're a woman.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I am a woman. What difference does it make?
Well...
You see, it doesn't make any difference.
Maybe you're right.
Something to drink, William?
Yes, thanks. And please, not William. Bill is quite sufficient.
Fine. What did you think of the synopsis?
Well, if I didn't think it was terrific, I wouldn't have come.
Well, seems quite lovely. Here.
Thanks. Where'd you get the yarn? A woman in these surroundings doesn't just give birth to an idea like that.
As a matter of fact, Bill, I didn't.
What do you mean?
The synopsis was written by my sister Clara. She's away at school.
You didn't write it?
No.
Well, but the letter, the telegram, you signed them all.
I like the way you write. You have power, fresh and vibrant and interesting. And I wanted to meet you.
Well, of all the... This is the limit. You get me way up here on the pretense of writing a book just because you wanted to meet me. Just who do you think you are?
Please don't be angry.
This beats all. If you don't mind, I'll leave now.
Oh, stay. Just a while. Started a storm, but perhaps it will stop in a little while. And then you could go.
You've had everything your own way for a long time, haven't you, Miss Anderson?
Oh, Bill, there's really no sense in arguing. Your leaving now would be ridiculous. Done. Relax.
All right. I'll wait until the storm's over. I'll wait, Miss Anderson, but I won't like it.
You can call me George.
All right, George.
You can have the synopsis. My sister won't mind.
I'll write my own, George. I'm a writer, a good one. I don't need anyone's story. I came up here to help a writer in trouble, just as I was helped once. I was trying to do a good turn, and now I'm placed in this ridiculous situation.
Oh, you're attractive when you're angry, Bill. But don't be. It won't be too bad. I'm sure that it won't be too bad.
And the curtain falls on Act One. In just a moment, we'll return with Act Two of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Goodbye, My Love, starring Miss Loreen Tuttle. But right now, we shall listen to a brief but inexcusable musical discourse from Van the Skippy Man. 3 weeks ago, Mr. Van Desitel sent away for the mail order course on how to raise turkeys and play the musical Saw in 5 easy lessons. Now, having mastered lessons 1, 2, and 3, Mr. Van Desitel now wants to demonstrate his proficiency with both subjects.
With the aid of the fine musicians in our Skippy Hollywood Theater Orchestra, I shall now attempt to dramatically demonstrate exactly what Skippy peanut butter tastes like. Now we will let this note represent the flavor of a very choice peanut. Okay, Del? Now, didn't that sound fresh and yummy? That wasn't the flavor of one of those little skinny peanuts, but a great big plump fancy peanut. You see, it's just like I've been telling you all this time. Skippy tastes exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. Hold it, Del, that's enough. Yes, sir, friends, it's a fact. If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy. And the nice thing is that Skippy gives you that wonderful flavor with none of the discords of old-style peanut butter. There's no oil separation, no stickiness, no dryness, no rancidity. Instead, Skippy stays fresh, sweet, and easily spread to the last spoonful at the bottom of the jar. And what's more, Skippy never picks a fight with your digestion. So won't you try a jar soon, whether or not you like old-style peanut butter? If you like peanuts, you'll like Skippy.
The Skippy Hollywood Theater is presenting Miss Loreen Tuttle as the star of Goodbye, My Love.
The clock ticks. Time clicks off. Time fleeting by. Time running away. Time without Bill. Time alone. It's frightening. So lonely in the house. Bill gone almost a day. And Bill is lost. What's happening to me? Oh, what's wrong, Bill? Time is endless when you're not here. Our vacation, Bill. Why didn't we take our vacation? Why did you go away? Who are you talking to? Are you forgetting me? I know something's wrong. Oh, Bill. Bill.
Snow's still coming down.
Stop worrying.
Maybe I can catch a train.
Oh, now listen, Bill. You've been here nearly 7 hours now, and you found my house comfortable, and if I do say so myself, my conversation very interesting.
So?
Well, stop fidgeting and settle down. You might not be able to get out tonight at all.
Fine thing.
Well, why try overspilled milk? How about something to eat?
Not hungry.
Oh, be decent, will you? I'm not a monster.
That's true. As a matter of fact, you're quite pretty.
Thank you. Are you afraid of me?
Me? Afraid of you? Don't make me laugh. What's there to be afraid of?
Well, I don't exactly know. You seem so austere and fun.
Well, naturally. You wouldn't expect me to be all honey and sugar after the trick you pulled.
Let's forget that.
Okay, let's talk about the story.
One day gone. One day without you. The house is lonelier, dreary. I let the fire die out. Just embers in the fireplace. It used to be warm when you were here. Just yesterday. Oh, Bill, I wish you hadn't gone. Why did you go away? The house is ours. This is the only real thing that's ours. You'll be home soon. I know you'll be home soon. It's your house as much as it is mine. Only without you, it isn't as warm. But it is our house, and you'll be home. You must come back to your house, Bill. Did you have breakfast, Bill?
Had some coffee.
Did you sleep well?
Hardly slept at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. You'll be home before you know it. The storm seems to be letting up. But the snow is very deep on the highway.
Well, how about the highway crew? Don't they plow the drift to one side?
Yes, but it takes quite some time. Bill, about the synopsis.
Yes?
Do you really think that something can be done with it?
Well, naturally. I told you what could be done with it last night. You can tell your sister that the story has infinite possibilities.
You kissed me last night.
If she uses the angle of telling the story in the third-person objective, it's the most effective and, beyond doubt, the nearest thing to real drama that I can figure. You see...
Why did you kiss me last night?
I was a dope. Why did you let me?
I told you that I thought your writing was fascinating.
You're a child. I say that again. You're spoiled and selfish.
Oh, Bill, I've had everything that life has to offer. I'm fed up with living the dull, drab existence so common up here. I thrive on variety. I love to ride and ski and toboggan, and I like excitement and fun.
And I'm one of the interesting things that satisfy your egotism, is that it?
I don't know. You're so different. You don't bend easily to my whims.
I don't bend to anyone's whims.
Listen to me, Bill. You worked for the past 5 years without letter.
Yeah.
Why don't you live a letter? See what it's like, just for a few days. Fun. Just for love. What do you say?
No, I can't do that.
Oh, Bill. There's life at your fingertips. Stay a few days. Why in your life? Tell her you're stuck with a problem. Bill, stay a few days. The days drag on. The loneliness multiplies. The house is chilly. I wonder why he doesn't return my call. It's been hours, hours, hours.
Fleetwood 4, 2945.
Yes, my call to Concordia?
I'm awfully sorry, but we cannot put your call through.
You can't?
A severe snowstorm last night has caused damage to communication facilities in northern New England. We cannot quote a delay on your call.
Oh, well, never mind, operator. Thank you. What if the snowstorm? Don't worry about him. He'll be all right. There's a house. The house belongs to us. Bill and me. Bill, come on. My own footsteps echoing in my ears. Empty. Hello? Baxter residence?
Western Union calling. We have a telegram for Mrs. William Baxter.
Will you read it, please? I'm Mrs. Baxter. I'll take it.
Dear Helen, tied up for a few days. Story going fine. Good novel, I am sure. Take care of yourself. Love, sign Bill.
Love, Bill. Love, Bill.
How do you like this place, Bill?
Oh, not bad. Big, rich, beautiful. Quite interesting.
Fascinating is the word. Are you afraid of that word?
No, be ridiculous.
You never use the word.
More champagne?
Please.
Reach your glass over here.
There.
Hey, what's the idea of kissing me in a public place? Is that some of your variety?
You didn't like it.
Don't be so blunt. Okay, so I liked it. What do you expect? You're a beautiful girl. I liked it, so what?
Don't you like me at all, Bill?
Yes. Yes, I like you. Quite a lot.
Take care of yourself. Love, Bill. Love, Bill. I must sit down and think. I must go into the living room. I must think. Our house, Bill. If only the house come back. Oh, it's cold in the house. I must build a fire. Log on the fire. Log or two. Make the house warm. It's cold in here without you, Bill. There. Two logs on the fire. Cook the fire like you always did. Fan it with a newspaper. You did that too, Bill. Made the house warm. Made the house sing and dance. Fan the fire. Slowly. There. Fire's burning now. Oh, the room's still cold. Fan the fire some more. Paper! Catch the fire. Anything up in my hand. I can't hold it. Paper! Paper in the window! Catching fire! I can't put out the flame! Flaring up! The whole rave! Fire department! Alarm button on counter! I've got to get to alarm box. Have to get to alarm box!
What's the trouble, lady?
Help! Help that fire! Drapes on window!
I'll
ring the alarm for you. Better not go back in there. Better not go near it. The house burned down. I tried to make it warm inside. Bill knew how he could make it warm. Now the house is gone. There's no reason for Bill to come home. Now there's only time. Time to remember. Time to consider and think. Time. Time.
The young men will return to train number 1, leaving on track 44 for Harmon, for 50, Albany, Utica.
My train. Must get to my train. There isn't anything more. Everything is gone. Everything. Gone forever.
Now ready on track.
My bill, my house, ended, finished, and done. The book is closed. That's how Bill would have said it. The book is closed. Home, mother, going back to Albany. Track 34. Bill.
Where are you going?
Home, Bill. Back to Albany.
Helen, darling. I was home and I saw that the house was completely lost. Darling, what happened?
I tried. I tried to live without you. I tried to make the house warm. Warm like you used to do it.
Live without me.
Do it.
Helen, I've only been gone 2 days. You had told me you were going away.
I always tell myself that I can never bear to have you go away without
Helen,
me.
Helen, please, I'm home. Home near you. Here, give me that suitcase.
It's no use, Bill. I'm going.
Helen, please, take hold of yourself. You'll be all right. You've been through a great deal. Oh, dear, darling. Darling, come in the way you are. Over this way. You'll be all right. Please don't cry, Helen. Please, I can't stand to see you cry. We'll build another house. There. There, see? Now, I want you to meet a friend from Concordia. We came down here to work on the book. There's too much distraction up there. Widow Carnival started and so on, you know.
Who is the friend, Bill?
George Anderson, of course.
George Anderson?
Yes. George! Oh, George! Over here.
Ah, there you are, Bill. So, that's the little woman you've been talking about, eh? Now I know why you were so anxious to get home.
Yeah, can't blame me, can you? Honey, this is George Anderson.
How do you do, Mr. Anderson?
Charmed indeed. And not the least bit disappointed, either. Your husband is a whiz at description.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I hope the book is a great success. Oh, Bill. Bill, I missed you so very much. I tried to call, but the lines were up. Bill, are you all right? You didn't drink, did you?
Just one scotch and soda with Mr. Anderson.
And you didn't meet any women, did you?
Just one, honey. She was over 45. George's mother.
Oh, Bill. Oh, darling, kiss me.
You bet, Angel.
Oh, Bill, I imagine such horrible things.
Bill. I'm such a fool.
Such a woman, you mean?
I guess you're right, darling. Just a woman in love.
And the curtain falls on the second and final act of the Skippy Hollywood Theater's presentation of Goodbye, My Love, starring Miss Loreen Tuttle, who will return in just a moment.
Both styles of Skippy peanut butter are triple milled to a buttery smoothness. Chunk style has the added attraction of having crunchy little nuggets of peanuts generously distributed throughout. Both creamy style, blue label, and chunk style, red label, stay fresh and sweet and easily spread to the last spoonful. Both taste exactly like plump, selected, freshly roasted peanuts. We hope you'll enjoy Skippy soon. Now here again is our director, Les Mitchell.
And here's our star, Miss Loreen Tuttle, for a well-deserved curtain call. You know, that was a most graphic picture of what happens in a woman's mind when her husband's away, Loreen. And your portrayal of the other woman was so accurate.
Thank you, Les. I sympathize with the wife and adored being the other woman.
Imagine. Now, tell us about making your first motion picture. Were you nervous when you walked onto the set for the first time?
Well, nervous isn't quite the word, Les. I really felt almost inadequate, almost silly. I approached pictures with complete humility. I was looking for new fields to conquer, and finding out about this new medium was very important to me.
But surely you'd watched motion pictures being made.
Yes, but I never watched seriously. I never observed with any thought of doing pictures myself.
Mm-hmm.
I walked on the set knowing nothing about the technique.
And what was your next reaction?
Well, I had my pathetic little scrubwoman costume and makeup on, and I said to myself, for once, I don't have to worry about how I look. I'll just worry about what I have to say and what I have to do.
You said something to me before the show about Mr. O'Gell's reaction when he saw you in your costume.
Yes, Les. I walked over to him and stood in front of him and started to bawl. He looked at me and almost did, too. He'd seen me dressed up and must have seen this little character through my finery. Well, when I walked up to him in the costume, I must have appeared as a little drab character he'd seen in the first place. He was deeply moved, and so was I. See, the role is deeply emotional.
It seems to me that you approach this thing from an emotional viewpoint rather than the visual arena. And that, of course, is a direct result of your years in radio as well as your theater before that.
Yes, I would say radio is a definite help to a motion picture actress.
And certainly you've had that radio experience. Thank you so much for coming, and we hope we can do it again soon. And lots of luck in your new picture.
Thank you, Les. Before I go, I want to thank Ned LeFevre and the other members of the cast for their wonderful support. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Loreen Tuttle.
Miss Loreen Tuttle was supported by an all-star cast. Ned LeFevre as Bill, David Bond as the butler and Mr. George Anderson, Maxine Marks as the operators, Charlie Seal as the train announcer. Goodbye, My Love was written by Marvin L. Grant, produced and directed by Les Mitchell, who is here also as your host.
Thank you for being our guest, and we hope you'll be with us again next week.
Musical score was composed and conducted by Del Castillo. Be sure to listen each week and hear such stars as Jane Darwell, Bill Goodwin, Frank Albertson, Barbara Luddy, Helen Mack, and many other great actors and great stories selected especially for them. Loreen Tuttle can soon be seen in the Seymour Nebula Zell motion picture, Heaven Only Knows. And Essatel speaking for the Skippy Hollywood Theater. This program was produced in Hollywood and transcribed for release at this time. Oh,